There's a lost soul who's tired of his sinning.
You are listening to the Daily Doctrine Devotional. This is a daily podcast designed to teach and preach Bible doctrine each weekday throughout the year. This is Evangelist Tim McVeigh asking you to please let others know about this podcast so that they can subscribe or tune in each weekday. At the end of the podcast, we will provide you with subscription information as well as contact information for our ministry. Thank you for listening, and we pray that the Lord will help each of us as we study and preach the Word of God.
And the saints all with gladness are singing the glorious song of the redeemed. Song of the redeemed.
Thank you once again for tuning to this Tuesday edition of the podcast. This is Evangelist Tim McVeigh welcoming you to the podcast. We certainly appreciate you tuning in, certainly appreciate you listening. Would you let others know about the podcast? We've had several this last week that have told us they're listening. Some new folks said they're going to listen. And we just spread the word about a daily doctrine devotional. I had a man told me, now listen, this is just hearsay. I guess you could say that, but a reliable man, trustworthy man. He told me, he said, there's nothing else he could find on the internet that is a podcast that has to do with doctrine. You see, the trend is to interview people. It's like a Rush Limbaugh of podcasts. It's like a talk show with podcasts. And you interview people, and boy, people want to hear those type of things. But I remember the days when I first started out in evangelism doing a radio broadcast. And I would do 12 minutes, and I believe it was 56 seconds. And then they would have an intro, they would have an outro, and talk about the ministry, the church I was a member of when I started out. And I was out there two times a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, on WSOF Radio, Madisonville, Kentucky, WJAJ out there somewhere out there in Tennessee. WAJJ out there in Western Tennessee. And we thank the Lord for that. Had the privilege to preach many times live on radio stations, recorded on radio stations, been on radio stations all across North Carolina and Tennessee and Kentucky, down in Virginia, got to used to preach live in Maryland on the radio every single Sunday when I was home. And I always appreciated listening to preaching on the radio. And so we made up our minds to do a daily doctrine devotional. And so that's what we've done. We're teaching doctrine daily, just like the old radio broadcast, just like Oliver Green used to do, Lester Roloff and others used to do. And we sit behind the microphone, stare at the microphone, and we preach the Word of God. I hope it's a help. I hope you let somebody know about this podcast. We're dealing with Sarah today. Abraham, the Word of God said this, by faith. And I believe Abraham moved by faith because the Bible said Abraham moved by faith. But then the Word of God said this of Sarah, and I don't want to get hung up in this too much, but the Word of God said this, it said through faith. Now, why is it through faith? Well, the Word of God tells us that when Sarah heard that God was going to bless her womb and open her womb and give her a man-child, the Word of God said that Sarah, Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. This is Genesis 18:11, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself. After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? But here's the problem. When you laugh within yourself and you doubt God, you don't believe God, God knows. And the Lord said unto Abraham, see, the Lord knew she laughed inside. Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. And so the Lord tells her, no, you laughed. You can lie and cover it up, but you laughed. Did Sarah believe God? No, she did not. But did she have a man-child? Yes, she did. Why did she have a man-child? She had it through faith. She had it because of Abraham. That's why we preach the doctrine that salvation is through faith. It's not our faith. I don't have enough faith to believe God. I don't have enough faith to believe that Jesus Christ can save my soul. But who has enough faith is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this will get you called a Calvinist, and they'll separate and say, oh, that's Calvinistic doctrine. But here's what the Word of God said, Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are ye saved through faith. That means there's another vessel involved. And that not of yourselves, that certainly means it wasn't anything I did, but it was rather repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. I simply believed the Word of God, when God showed me the end of myself, showed me the destruction of myself, and revealed my lost estate to me, I came to a place where I simply repented. I was done. I was finished. There was no more fight left in me. I threw up my hands of surrender. And you know what God did? He gave me the faith of his dear son, Jesus Christ. That's the faith that saved me. That's the faith that cleansed me. That's the faith that washed me. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. And I've had people argue over the years, debate over the years. To me, it's not worth fighting over. And they say, well, this cannot be the gift of God it speaks of, because God doesn't give saving faith to a sinner, but he does give saving faith to a repentant sinner. And it's not your faith, it's his faith. And God gives it to every repentant sinner. He gives faith. It's faith, what? The faith of Jesus Christ. We have in the same spirit of faith. I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Why do we speak of this? Because there's nothing good enough in me. My hands aren't clean enough. My righteousness is not enough. I need something else. I need someone else. Here's what the Word of God said, Galatians 2:16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. I can't justify myself. I can't keep the law to justify myself. But what I can do is believe the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I can do. In the absolute most frail of my abilities, I can believe what God said. And if I'll believe the record that God hath given us of his dear son, he'll give me unshakable, unmovable, undoubtable faith. He'll give me the peace of God that passeth all understanding. He'll give me the fruit of the Spirit. He'll anoint my lips afresh and anew. He'll anoint my head with oil. He'll clothe me in his righteousness. And then is any of that my work? No, it's a work of God. Salvation is a miracle of God. But let me clarify this. It's whosoever will may come. The choice is in the person that hears the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And God will impart to you the faith that's needed if you'll believe the word of God, repent, and come to him. And therefore, that's basic, that's simple Bible doctrine, because we are not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. You know what that simply means? The old songwriter said it well. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to the cross I cling. And my friend, if you're still holding on to your righteousness and your works and your ideals and what you think is good about you, there's no hope for you. But if you'll cling to him and turn to him and come with repentance and believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, and quit laughing in your heart, Sarah. Quit laughing, because the promise was made to Abraham. And Sarah didn't have faith to believe. But because God promised Abraham, Sarah, the Bible said, through faith, she herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. So it's interesting when the Lord speaks to her and she denies, he says, no, thou lies. The Bible tells you right then that she judged him faithful. She knew that God was going to give her that seed. When she and Abraham came together, I believe at that point she did believe God. I believe she judged him faithful, that this would be the time God was going to open her womb in her old age, past the age that of a woman given child. And God put a man child in her womb, and God raised that man child in the person of Isaac. Why? Because the faith of Abraham. The promise was made to Abraham. But you know what? Sarah had a man child because of that faith. That's through faith. I hope I've explained that well. I don't want to be Calvinist. I'm not a Calvinist. And I don't want to be a fatalist. I'm not a fatalist. But I believe there's things that God does if we'll just believe him, if we'll judge him faithful. There's things that God can do for us that we cannot do for ourselves. I don't have enough faith to do certain things. And God will give me a measure of faith to do that, that he's called me to do. I don't have enough faith to move my household. I don't have enough faith to change my life. I don't have enough faith to move my ministry. I don't have enough faith to believe that God can. However, God has enough faith. Jesus Christ has enough faith. And if I'll come through faith, I believe that God can do all things in my life and do all things with me. How could those mothers go down to the docks and ship off their children to India and to China? How could John Birch's parents and Oscar Wilde's parents go down and see them off, and J. Frank Norris go see them off, and and watch them leave Galveston on that steamer heading to Shanghai via the Panama Canal and know they're going into China and possibly they'd never see their children again. And Mrs. and Mr. Birch never did see John Birch again. But they sent him off to Shanghai to language school to be a missionary. How could they do that? Because it's the faith of Christ. It's someone else. It's through faith. It's not what we have done. That calling of God is not for my purpose. God doesn't call me for my benefit. God doesn't call me for my purpose. God doesn't put me in a place for any profitability to me of the things of the flesh. There's no financial gain. There's no financial profit. There's nothing according to the flesh that's profitable in changing what God's called you to do and moving you where you need to go. I know men that have gone against ministry and against legalized ministry, and they've gone against the norm of ministry, and they've gone against what religion's ordered of them, and they've walked by faith. I knew a man for many years. I heard he recently had to come off the mission field. 30 years, he was in the Sioux Nation of South Dakota. Just had a couple of converts. They'd burn buildings down. He'd have vacation Bible school. The children would come. They'd come by and throw rocks and threaten the children that came. Had a couple little old ladies. A couple of them passed away. It was down to just him and his wife. And I remember the day they took up an offering to raise seed so that they could have a garden to survive. And he's out there in the mission field doing what God called him to do. And everybody said, why don't you come off the field? Everybody said, hey, why don't you just step aside? And hey, why don't you just find some other place to preach and find some other ministry? And I know preachers that good men have told them, hey, God's done here. Why don't you just move on? God's done with this town. Ichabod's written on the door. Why don't you just move your family? Why don't you go find somewhere where God can use you? But through faith, not by faith, through faith, they can stay. Through faith, they can dig their heels in. Through faith, they can believe God and stay where God's put them. Against religion, against logic, against reason. Why? It's not our faith, it's His faith. And my faith has far too much intellect to believe God unto salvation. My faith has far too much reasoning to try to believe God unto salvation. But the faith of Jesus Christ, the faith of our Lord and our Savior, has no intellect. The faith of our Lord Jesus Christ has nothing of the flesh mingled with it. It was a pure faith. It was a perfect faith. It was the faith that took him into the garden where he wept and sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. It was the faith that took him into the hall of Praetorium, and it was there and he watered his couch with his tears. It was his faith that took him to the cross. It was his faith that brought him off of the cross. It was his faith that God raised him up to be to raise him up to eternal life. And it's his faith that brought him out of the tomb. The faith of Christ, unshakable faith, unmovable faith. There's no intellect in that. And that's why salvation is a miracle of God. When we put our intellect, our reasoning, our flesh aside, and we believe the word of God, then God can begin to work in us. God can begin to give us light. God can begin to give us understanding. It's through faith. I spent a little bit more time than I thought I would. Hallelujah, glory to God. Nothing in my hand I bring. Verse 12, therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude. Was Abraham dead? No, it says as good as dead. Why? At that age, he should have never had children. At that age, he should have been dried up. At that age, it should have been impossible. But it was through faith. See, God was going to raise up his dear son. And that goes past intellect. That goes past reasoning. That goes past the understanding of man. God was going to raise up his dear son. And of the seed of Abraham, God was going to spring forth and give eternal life to whosoever will. So many as the stars in the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. And the word of God then said, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. How'd they see them? By the prophets of God, by the word of God. They saw the promises afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. What's wrong with folks today? They haven't got to a place where they believe they're strangers and pilgrims. They just got enough religion to bug them. They got just enough faith of their own intellect and their own reasoning and their own mind. And they believe, my friend, that they can just hold on enough that God's obligated to save them. But my friend, when they put their reasoning aside and put their intellect aside and quit justifying their own being and throw up their hands and realize it's through faith, it's not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Salvation is, again, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. These died in faith. They never saw the promises. They never received the promises, rather, but they certainly did see them afar off. God revealed them to them, for they say that such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they'd been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But you know what? They were not of those that draw back into perdition. They were not of those that look back. They were not Lot's wife. Why? They were looking to the promises of God through faith. They believed what God had promised to Abraham. And Abraham's seed, through faith, looked at those same promises, looked at that coming city, looked at that time that God was going to bring them out. But now they desire a better country that is in heavenly. And my friend, if God has truly saved you, you're not going to be desiring this world, desiring the things of this world. No, your love is going to be in a strange, faraway place that men can only dream about, can only think about, and it's in the heavenlies. And the Word of God tells us, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. The promises of God, the promise of eternal life, the promise of a home in heaven, all wrapped up in that seed of Abraham by faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm glad it wasn't my own faith. I would have fallen so short of God. Had I just simply come with my own faith in my hand, I would have fallen short and I'd be perishing. I'd be religious lost for sure. But my faith stopped the day I got saved, because someone else took over. And when my faith met the faith of Jesus Christ, my faith had to bow the knee to a greater faith. My faith had to bow the knee to a great faith, the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through faith, I was saved. And my friend, that needs to be your testimony. Lord willing, we'll be back on here tomorrow with the Wednesday podcast.
There's a lost soul who's tired of his sinning, and he longs to return to the Lord. As he cries for forgiveness and mercy, God is waiting.
You have been listening to the Daily Doctrine Podcast with Evangelist Tim McVeigh. For correspondence, please contact us through our website and someevangelist.com and use the contact form to connect with us. You may also subscribe to the podcast through our website or search for Daily Doctrine Evangelist Tim McVeigh on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, or Amazon. To write to us, please use our church address, which is Manasseh Community Baptist Church, 70 Back Hollow Road, Blaine, Pennsylvania, 17006. Thank you for listening, and we pray that the Lord will help each of us as we study and preach the Word of God. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in tomorrow. And remember to look up, for your redemption draweth nigh.
There only was strife. Now the angels of God are rejoicing, for the prodigal child has come home, and the saints all with gladness are singing the glorious song of the Redeemer.